الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. I bear witness there is no deity worth worshipping but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final and the last messenger of Allah to the mankind. What I like to talk about today is the shahada. The shahada and its value and its component, and when the shahada is valid and when the shahada is not valid, and what it takes to have the shahada valid. To start with, we know that the shahada, or the declaration of the faith, it is one of the five major pillars of Islam, and it is the beginning of the initiation process of committing yourself to apply the message, the teachings of the message of Islam. To start with, shahada, it's mean giving testimony. You bear witness about a certain facts. So, in giving the shahada, you are acknowledging and you are testifying there is no deity worth worshipping, quote, obeying, or to be obeyed other than God, and Muhammad his messenger according to the way that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. But the shahada in Islam is not only the acknowledgement or the testimony. It has also a certain other part in it, which is the commitment. When you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, you are doing a commitment. Commitment to do what? But before I say commitment to do what, we need to know, is the first part, which is the acknowledgement, is good or bad? Or is it enough or not? The acknowledgement here is not good enough, unfortunately. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you acknowledge or you don't, it wouldn't make any difference. Allah there. And you have somebody like the shaitan, wal'ayazu billah. He did not acknowledge, he gave testimony. When he said, وَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأَغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, by your mighty, by your glory, and بِعِزَّتِكَ, that's mean what? I acknowledge none can conquer you, none can change your will, none can supersede over your word, بِعِزَّتِكَ, by your mighty. That's acknowledgement. But where is the shaitan? And where is the shaitan going? There is another acknowledgement also in the Holy Quran. When Fir'aun, it got to the point of dying, what did he say? Now I believed. There is acknowledgement here. Is this acknowledgement acceptable? Is this acknowledgement acceptable? So recognizing and acknowledging and even talking about it is not enough. But what makes the shahada shahada is what? The commitment. Commitment to do what? Commitment to do four things. Number one, to do your best as a human being, to learn as much as you can about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, and what Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came by, what the message of Islam is all about, what is the purpose of your life, why you are alive, what to do with the gift of life, just to live in it, eat and drink and sleep and whatever, or there is a purpose that Allah, you have to know this. So there is, and you have to know what is right and what is wrong, not according to your measures, but according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala measure. So the first is you are committing yourself to do the best to learn as much as you can. And I want to make it clear, learning does not mean reading books. Learning does not mean you know how to read and write. The Sahaba radwanullahi alayhim, most of them, they were illiterate. They didn't know how to read and write. And for so many long time, I wanted to find out what is the quality of the Sahaba that it made them behave this way. Especially, we know for fact, most great deal of them died before the completion of the message of Quran, the revelation of the Quran, and the Sunnah was not written. It is the inspiration of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The inspiration of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in his teaching, in what he said and did, and accepted and denied. And it is between us now, more than it was in between their hands. But what made the Sahaba Sahaba? Why they changed the face of the planet Earth forever? And they are illiterate. Because one simple key. They were eager to learn. And whatever small thing they learn, they go right in and apply. To the point in Medina, the people will know there is a revelation happened to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam last night from the change of the behavior of the Muslim in the street next day. In a certain issues, in a certain behavior, you say, oh, there is a revelation happened last night. So, or by another word, the teaching of the Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lawful or forbidden, is not philosophy, but it is a complete way of life. They live in it. And when Sayyidina Muhammad, Sayyidina Aisha radwanullahi alayha, when she was asked, how you describe Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was her answer? كان خلقه القرآن. عليه الصلاة والسلام, he was a living Quran. He was walking and talking Quran. So that's the first thing that you need to understand. That once you say the Shahada, you are saying, I am the custodian. I am the one who will take care of it. And you cannot take care of something that you don't know. You don't know what that is. So you do your best. You don't have to be a scholar. You don't have to know everything. And no one knows everything. But you commit yourself. You learn a little and you apply a little. That is qualify you to La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. The second element is to apply what's there. And we have the tendency, whatever agree with our interest, it is okay, we are willing to do it, no problem. But whatever is against our interest, or gonna cost us much, or gonna get us in trouble, what we do? Either to neglect or to compromise. Can you imagine you go to a doctor and the doctor give you a certain medication, and just because you don't like the test, you ignore it and you say, I'm going to put other substance in it, or I'm going to do... Maybe you are killing yourself without you know what you are doing. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described this by saying what? Al-Iman ma waqara fil qalb wa saddaqahu al-amal. Al-Iman is not this. What the tongue say, ma waqara fil qalb, what settled in the heart, and what you do concur with what's in your heart. How you know that you are a mu'min from your behavior, not from your tongue. So to fulfill the obligation of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, you have to apply what's in the Quran, and what is in the Sunnah. الَّذِينَ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. And that's the difference. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear, we obey. We hear, we apply. Is it convenient? Not necessary all the time. Is it expensive? Definitely is. But that's the price of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. That is the price of it. A third element of the requirement is to propagate for La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. I think we all know what kind of a vicious mean, a propaganda and a negative profile been built against Islam and Muslim. Regardless, that's not the issue to talk about today and what are the motives of it. But you need to know one thing. Defending, propagating and correcting this concept, it is your responsibility to La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. If you are not the one who will start to clarify and start to propagate for the correct concept of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, who will do it? Usually we let the second one sitting by me doing it. No. And you know what is that classified to, this element and the element coming after? Al-amr bil-ma'roof wal-nahy an-munkar. Promoting good and fighting evil. وَكُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Why? You were the best nation. Why? Look at the priority. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. الإيمان as a consequence to the إيمان, you have the promoting good and fighting evil. إيمان will tell you what is right and what is wrong. But if you think that you're going to live your life praying and fasting and doing this and you don't promote good and you don't fight evil and that will be accepted, that is not the case. And there is a hadith Qudsi, it says what it meant from Al-Athar, that Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to punish a nation and there were people sitting down worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the angel asked, "Oh Allah and oh Jibreel, how we gonna punish a people? They are worshipping Allah, they are in a state of zikr. How that gonna be? How we gonna do that?" So Jibreel went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asked. And the answer, it came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Bihim tabda'oon." By them you start my punishment. Why? رَأُوا الْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَمْ يَأْمُرُوا بِهِ. They did know what is good and they did not promote it. وَرَأُوا الْمُنْكَرِ and they saw the munkar وَمَا نَهُوا عَنْهِ and they did not stop it. وَمَا تَمَعْرَ وَجْهِ أَحَدُهُمَا لِلَّهِ قَدْ and none of them got even angry one time when he saw a violation to Allah, right? So propagating to the Islam, to La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, it is not optional. It is a requirement to validate your Iman, your Shahada. And the best way to propagate for La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is through your akhlaq. Not through the speeches, not the workshops, not this and not that. They are good. They are very important. Don't misunderstand me. But the key here is what? What Sayyidina Muhammad, the bottom line, he said, بُعِسْتُ لِأُتَمِّمْ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. The purpose is the akhlaq. You can be the best ambassador to La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah through your akhlaq. And that is not a luxury. That is a mandatory requirement to qualify your La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. When the people, they understood that concept and they applied in their life, what happened? Can anybody remember one single soldier landed in Malaysia, landed in Philippines, landed in Far Asia from the first day of the message till now? The answer is zero. None. The biggest population of the Muslim Ummah, they are there. The Arab represent 13 to 17% out of the whole Muslim population. The whole entire Arabs. 13 to 17, something in between these two. But where is the majority? And how they come? By the akhlaq, the merchant. When they went, their honesty, their truthfulness, their keen behavior, their fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way they protected the rights, the way that they stood up and behaved, that's what encouraged people. Encourage people to come to be a Muslim. And alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah, Islam is growing up in Europe and in America and in other places of the world. Not by the army. We all know the whole entire 19th century and the 18th century, none of the Muslim country were not occupied and were not suffering tremendously from all kind of corruption. And today they are the same. But how the Islam getting spread on those? By behavior, by a good behavior of a few individuals. Few individuals, not few organizations. The way you deal with your neighbor, the way you deal in your work, the way you deal with the gas station, the way you deal with everybody, you are the ambassador of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And when you deal and when you use the right, the Muslim akhlaq, you are fulfilling your commitment to La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. The fourth requirement, or the fourth category of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, is to protect La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Protected. Protected from neglect. Protected from a change. Protecting from misunderstanding. Protecting when there is a violation. You have a people come in the character or defame, they try to defame the character of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in some kind of a character or whatever. People get up and get down and get excited. Couple days, couple weeks, and after that, what happened? Everybody happy. Nothing happened. You didn't put your hand on the root. There is a misunderstanding. And there is also bad intentions. And both of them need to be dealt with wisdom. And if the Muslim will not be the one who will defend on it, who will? I am sorry. Do you know who is doing it? The non-Muslim. Some organization called human rights organizations, or sometimes a peace organization, or whatever organization. And they try to protect the freedom of speech and freedom of religion and freedom of whatever. And where are the Muslims? Where are we? Huh? We are somewhere. We think the prayer and the fasting will do it. No. Make no mistake about it. Prayer, fasting, zakah, and hajj, they are tools to develop a character, knows exactly the meaning of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and know how to promote good and fight evil. You will never come the day where you will pray better than an angel. That day will not gonna come. But Allah accepted when you are trying to drive, to develop a character. Prayer itself, never look at it as a goal, because it is merely a tool. And if it doesn't work, and you are keep, how many we know, they pray, they fast, and they do everything, and at the same time, all kind of corruption is going on in their life. What did the prayer did to them? And in this category, Sayyidina Muhammad described them by what? What they got out of their prayer is what? Standing up and sitting down. And what they got out of their fasting? The hunger and the thirst. The fruit is the character that it will be developed after. If you listen in Surah Al-Baqarah, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. So he identified the goal of the fasting. He did not say fast, that's my order. He said لعلكم تتقون. You may acquire a taqwa. You may build a taqwa. You have the God fear in your heart. So the element number four is to protect it. A few years ago, it was a senator in Maryland. I think his name is Byatt. He came and he sent an email around the Congress of Maryland insulting Islam and Muslim and insulting Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have 47 Islamic centers in the metropolitan area. How many of those Muslim centers answered? Objected? Zero. Zero. The member of the Congress, they objected. But do you know who did it? One single boy, he was in junior high. He wrote a letter and he sent it officially to him. May Allah bless his soul. One single boy. Where is the rest of us? وَإِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. To qualify your shahada, you have to learn how to use wisdom and how to use courage and to defend on Islam. You have today a book. The name of it is Al-Furqan. It's been written out of it 82 chapters. And the ultimate goal of that Furqan is to build 114 chapters. When you open that Quran, the Furqan, and you open the Quran, believe me, extremely hard to find out the difference. Scholars and millions of dollars been spent to rewrite the Quran under a name very close to the word Quran and Furqan. And for the people that they don't have the Arabic language, Quran and Furqan, it doesn't make any that much difference. And unfortunately, that book got slipped in most of the Muslim cultures, most of the Muslim countries. And instead of saying by the name of Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. How many tried to find out how that happened? How many called in his children and say, be aware, that book is out. Go to the internet, Google or whatever, Google it. Just write Al-Furqan, Arabic or English, it doesn't make any difference. And see what's going to come out. And see, open those chapters and see how careful they were written. You put a page of the Quran and you put a complete chapters, but they change words to change the meaning of it. And if you are sleeping and you are not protecting La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and probably even without you know it, that book in the library or in the, your child hand, and you are not aware of it. And some they think it is. You have obligation to La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Who had that obligation? Every single one said La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is not kalla innama hiya kalimatun huwa qailuha. It is not a word of mouth. It is not even a declaration. La ilaha illallah, commitment of a lifetime. Commitment to make the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supersede. And how you do that? You do your best to learn. You do your best to apply. You do your best to propagate by akhlaq, and you do your best to defend, by al-hikmah wal-mawazatul hakmah, or mawazatul hasana, by good examples, and to protect by the wisdom. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us the servant of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. There are a certain formula. Now we know the obligation, but what it takes to fulfill those obligations, what we need to have it, can we have it or we don't, do we have it to start with or we have to buy it? No, we all have it, but maybe we don't recognize it, or some we don't know how to use it. It comes number one, sincerity. Sincerity means what? Your motive. Only your motive for what you do is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. And the Quran full of the examples of the sincerity. Full of the example. The khutbah time will not allow us to do it. But I will give you an example about that sincerity in Surah Yasin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent two people to a certain village. And this village, they had the tyrant. They had the. And they gave them the hard time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the third. To make the long story short, there is a man, and that man believed by them. And he is outside. And now it was the day that these people, they ganged on those three people in downtown, and they are trailing them. Look how the Quran described the behavior of that man. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْسَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى. He came running. Why he is? He already got his ticket. He already did it. He said, I believed. He can say, let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala handle it. They are His messengers, and Allah will protect them. Let me stay in my home. Why should I get in trouble? وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْسَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Now he is facing them. Follow الْمُرْسَلِينَ. اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلْكُمْ أَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Follow them, they are not asking you for anything. And they are guided one. وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Why shouldn't I believe in the one who created me? Even if you deny that, وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ, which is you all gonna come back to him, and none of you can deny this fact. You can argue as much as you want who created you, but when it comes to death, no one can argue. Look at the transition. Look at the transition after this. وَمَا لِيَ لَأَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. إِنْ يُرِدْنِ الرَّحْمَنُ بِضُرٍّ لَا تُغْنِ عَنِّي شَفَعَتْهُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا هُمْ يُنْقِذُونَ. إِنِّي إِذًا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ فَاسْمَعُونَ. He concurred again the argument, and he concurred again the declaration of his لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Look at what immediately comes after that. قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. And that's where I want to stop. When I really want to stop. Brother and sister, you will never know. You will never know. What is the meaning of this word? قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Till you study the fiqh of death and dying and what's after. The hardest thing in this life is the process of death. And the easiest thing in the after is the process of death. That man, because of one incident, one stand, he got his card. قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. There is no hisab. There is no trial. There is no mizan. There is no evaluation. قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Because why? He promoted good and fight evil, standing up for لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. How many times he did it? One time. As a consequence of what he did, the people got so angry and they killed him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Listen to what after it. قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. I hope one day the people will know how Allah honored me and gracefully He treated me. Even this wish Allah granted for him. And he made it Quran to be recited till the day of judgment. قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. Even his wish Allah granted and put it in his book. That's how Allah honor the one who say لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله and stand for it. It's not only saying it, it's not only talk about it, but defend on it and pay the price and propagate it right. قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. Allah made it Quran. Quran to be recited by every single believer till the day of judgment. He granted him his wish. You are dealing with Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Al-Ghafoor Al-Wadood, Zul Arsh Al-Mateen, Fa'alun Lima Yurid. And when he selected you among all the billions he created to carry the responsibility of to be the custodian of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, don't turn your back to it. Don't turn your back and get busy. Get busy by the food and get busy by the cars and get busy by what you're going to do. I'm going to end the khutbah by Hadith Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ ابْنِ آدَمَ عَجَبًا. الأمر بيني وبين ابن آدم عجبا. The state between me and between the son of Adam is full of wonders. Why? يسعى فيما ضمنته له. أما ما لم أضمنه له فلا يسعى فيه. ضمنت له رزقه ويسعى فيه. أما رضاي فلم أضمنه له ولا يسعى فيه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying the matter between me and between the son of Adam is full of wonders. He keep running day and night after his provisions that I already granted for him. I already decided for him. وَمَا هُمْ بِرَدِّينَ رِزْقَهُمْ. Even if you try to return it, you cannot. Never think you take more or less. Amma ridai, but what pleases me, he doesn't spend any effort to do. La ilaha illallah, very expensive. Make no mistakes about it. And it is the most valuable thing in your life and mine. Make no mistakes about it. And in the day of judgment, when you come with all kind of sin, and La ilaha illallah by its own self sincerely coming out of your heart, it will tip the scale. Be sincere. There are more requirements, but inshallah the time of khutbah will not allow it. I will try to cover some of those inshallah in the next khutbah. But for the time being, you ask yourself, please, after you finish, are you the custodian of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah? Are you the one who trusted trusted, Allah trusted you with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah? Are you the one who said, Ya Allah, labbaik Allahumma labbaik? My job is to make your word supersede as long as I'm alive. And remember what it take. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. The last thing that I'm going to say in this khutbah, look at the behavior of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sayyidina Ibrahim, known by the man who knows, who used the faculty of thinking. Sayyidina Ibrahim is the approach of thinking to the mankind. The man who knows how to apply the faculty of thinking. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us how Sayyidina Ibrahim, and this is why Allah took him, put him, وَاتَّخَذَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا, a friend. Why? When it comes down to La ilaha illallah, it was no Muhammad Rasulullah, but when it comes down to La ilaha illallah, وَإِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He already believed, he already acknowledged, he already tested, he already trialed, he already examined, he already challenged king, he challenged his father, he challenged the monks that they worship stars, he already challenged everything. But when it came, وَإِنْ لَمْ يَهْدِيَنِي رَبِّي لَأَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. And when it came down to La ilaha illallah, he said what? أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That means there is no Ibrahim anymore. What you want, Ya Allah, is that's what I'm going to do. What worry me is how the good I'm going to do it. That's Sayyidina Ibrahim. That is a custodian of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he was told and a challenge, wallahi la wada'u ash-shamsa fi yamini wal qamara fi shamali ala an atruka hadha al-amr aw ahlaka min dun ma taraktu. If they put the sun in one hand and the moon in another, not the challenge, not to threat, not to fear, not to oppose, for me to leave that issue and that's what I am not. Either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make me win or I will die for it. La ilaha illallah requires sincerity. It is not a word coming out. It is a sincerity in the heart. Let us seek for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness for all our sin and all our mistakes. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us the true custodian of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And to help us to understand the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply him in our life so we can live in peace and die in peace, and in the hereafter we'll be in peace and we'll be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Ibadallah, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihun. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة. الله أكبر.